I 打开圣经睇马太啊马可福音十四章。Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 14. 马可福音十四章。今日咧，我哋系睇马可福音十四章，讲一个啊关于耶稣嘅事。我想问大家咧，有冇试过被冤枉嘅 ？Has anybody ever been accused falsely here?有冇被人屈過 ？Is that anybody ever you know tried to trick you or blame things for that you did never did？ 係咪無辜受過懲罰？嗰個感受好唔好啊 ？What does it feel like when you get punished for something you didn't do？ 我哋時時入監獄咧，咁喺監獄裏邊啲人會話我哋聽，我冤枉。Always in the prison, we go in, and many of the inmates always say, "I'm innocent." 我哋以前出嚟喺未信耶稣之前咧，我哋成日有个口头禅话：啊，拉错案冇拉错人。Thank you. When before I was a Christian and I was in the world, we always used to say that you know, they arrested me for the wrong crime, but they didn't get the wrong guy. 因為很多事我做了沒拉過，但這件事我沒做你拉過，所以都是抵。So there's so many things that I did wrong that I didn't get arrested for, and this one thing that I didn't do, but it's still, you know, I'm still guilty. 但是沒人喜歡被屈，沒人喜歡被冤枉。Nobody likes to be accused falsely, nobody likes to get punished when they're innocent. 但我今天我在聖經裡面要看一位，他是最冤枉的一個。But this morning in the Bible, we're going to look at the one person in history who's been falsely accused more than anybody else. 明知不是我做，但是为什么要入我数？好难受这个感受。You know, when we know for a fact that we didn't do it, but it all is, you know, put on us, you know, it's hard to handle that. 是不是公司有事发生就说你啊？学校里边其他人做错，又个个都指正你。Maybe you know at work, you know, and you take the rap for something that somebody else did. Maybe at school, you know, you get punished for something that somebody else did. 好多时父母咧就会闹错小朋友。So often, even as parents, we blame the wrong, we accuse the kids for the wrong thing. 我有个女咧，佢成日都讲翻细嘅时候有件事。他没做，但回到家被我打，因为冤枉一个误会。One of my daughters always brings it up, you know, when she was younger, and she didn't do it, it was falsely, there's a misunderstanding, but she came home and got punished for it, and she still remembers until today, she won't let me off the hook. 因为那个感受好深，是吗？ Because it doesn't feel good when you get falsely accused.耶稣都试过，我哋今日十四章53节至65节。So this morning we're going to look at Mark chapter 14, verse 53 to 65. Jesus knows what it's like to be falsely accused. Did I forget to translate that about my daughter being falsely accused? No, it doesn't matter. 我好似有啲眼瞓咁，一齐睇十四章五十三节 ，53。他们把耶稣带到大祭司那里，又有众祭司长和长老并文士都来和大祭司一同聚集。彼得远远的跟着耶稣，一直进踏入大祭司的院里，和妻役一同坐在火光里烤火。祭司长和全公会寻找见证控告耶稣要致死他，却寻不着，因为有好些人作假见证告他，只是他们的见证各不相合。又有几个人站起来作假见证告他，说我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所做的殿，三日内就另做一座，不是人手所做的。 他们就是这么作见证，也是各不相合。大祭司起来站在中间，问耶稣说：你为什么都要回答？你为什么都不回答吗？这些人作见证告诉你的是什么呢？耶稣却不言语，一句也不回答。大祭司又问他说：你是那当称颂者的儿子基督，不是？耶稣说：我是。你们必看见人子坐在那里，那权能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。大祭司就撕开衣服说：我们何必再见用见证人呢？你们已经听见他这前往的话了，你们的意见如何？他们都定他该死的罪。就有人吐碎沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说：你说预言吗？差役接过他来，用手掌打他。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你，你为我们 受屈，你被冤枉，你是无辜去为我们定罪，你是死在十字架上是为我们的。神啊，我们多谢你，求你今天用你的话语是再一次给我们看清楚你这份的爱，你这个伟大的恩典。我们将时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。看这里讲我们听，耶稣被捉那晚是被人屈的，被人冤枉。 And so this is telling us what happened that night when Jesus was arrested and he was falsely accused in the Sanhedrin. 当时呢，是这个公会呢，就是犹太领袖呢，祭司长，有长老，有文士。And you know, the Sanhedrin is made up of Pharisees, of elders, of priests, and Sadducees, all there, they make up the leadership party of the children of Israel. 但他其实是没什么权，他可以审一些的宗教 性质的案件，但他不可以 是判罪，也都不可以是判死刑。But they actually did not have any real power, they could only legislate over certain religious things, and they didn't really have the power to inflict the death penalty. 但是因为当时犹太地方呢，就被罗马统治，所以是罗马政府先有这些权。Because they were under the rulership at that time of the Roman government, and so it was the Romans who had that authority. They did not have the authority. 他只不过是有一些的权呢，可以整个起诉书，跟住将个起诉书是交给罗马政府，看罗马政府怎样审。The only authority they had was really to prepare a charge in a criminal court and then present it to the Roman government. 所以我们看到这个过程全部是非法。And so when we look at what's happening here in the Bible, it's all an illegal procedure. 他也都是按照他犹太人的程序都是非法。And even according to their Jewish traditions and laws, it's even illegal. 因为他是夜晚去拉耶稣，审耶稣，也都是假期，这些是非法的。They arrested Jesus at night, and they tried him at night, and on a holiday, and that was illegal. 他也都呢，就应该是公会开会的地方，应该是公会的聚集的地方开审问，但是他是大祭司屋企，也都是非法。And when the Sanhedrin meets, they should meet in the meeting place of the Sanhedrin, but here they're meeting in the high priest's house, and so that's illegal. 跟住呢，佢就係用好多其他嘅方法，又係非法嘅。佢係揾啲證人呢，就一齊公開講佢嘅證供，又係非法。佢應該係分開單獨係逐個問。And even they had all the witnesses give their testimony in public, you know, right in front of everybody, and that was illegal. They should have done it one by one in private consultation. So we see the entire procedure is illegal. And so the whole procedure was illegal. 甚至如果他按照犹太人的律法呢， 審案嘅時候，如果判死刑咧，佢要隔一兩晚咧先至執行，俾佢有機會去考慮或者有憐憫。And even when they gave the death sentence, they should wait one or two days to see, you know, maybe they would come back for consultation and see if they should have mercy on this guy. Even in this case, they were, did not do that. 所以整個嘅程序係非法，佢係要整死耶穌。And it was all an illegal procedure because they wanted to kill Jesus. 但是你留意一下呢，在整个的程序呢，他找不到耶稣的错。But look closely, they could not find anything that Jesus did wrong. 他没人可以出来指证指控耶稣。They did not find anybody to accuse him. 那如果是拉到我，就算你非法拉合法拉，你找到很多我的错。Now if you were to arrest me,whether it's legally or illegally, you could find many things that I've done wrong. 你要問我家人，你知道我係即係唔啱嘅時候就懲罰個小朋友。Like for example, when my daughter didn't do something wrong and I accused her falsely, that's wrong, 係咪？有時發脾氣又係唔啱，係咪？ Sometimes I might lose my temper, that's not right. 有時會自私自利，係咪？ Sometimes I'll be selfish and think about only myself, that's not right.有時會驕傲， sometimes I'll be prideful, 係咪？有時會係懶惰， sometimes I'm lazy. 我哋都會有好多嘅錯。如果我哋拉到我哋唔係一個人，我哋都會有一啲嘅可以指證我哋，係咪？ And if we were to arrest any of us, we'd all have something that we could accuse us of. 但係佢揾唔到任何一樣嘢耶穌做錯。But they couldn't find anything wrong with Jesus. 佢係一個清白嘅人。He was innocent. 他完完全全清白。He was completely innocent. 於是呢，他要找一些假證人來整死他。And so they couldn't find anybody to accuse him, so they had to come up with false accusations. 於是他的假證人呢，就很得意的，他是要夾硬屈耶穌的，屈他識死貓。And so they had to bring up some crazy false accusations and just, you know, make it look like Jesus did these things that he never did. Actually, he did this, he was lying to the church, and you know, and producing false evidence is also illegal in a court of law, right?所以整個程序是完全是非法的。但是最奇怪，他整些假證據，但是假證人呢，各不相合。And so they brought together these false witnesses, they gave their testimonies, but the crazy thing is, none of their testimonies matched. 所以他找到幾個人講假見證，但是假見證都是完全不同，一個東一個西。And so even, you know, as they give a false testimony, it's even giving the wrong thing. 猶太人的法例跟世界各地都是一样，起码要两个、三个证人才可以指控那个人。And according to Jewish laws, much like laws around the rest of the world, a testimony, you need two or three witnesses to make it to be true. 他找不到两三个人是可以同心，那你怎可以指控他？But they couldn't find two or three people to be in agreement, so how can you bring charges? 是吧？没有东西可以指控耶稣。There is nothing that they could come and bring against Jesus. 要留意哦，耶稣是这样的情况，他有没有出声哦。Notice, did Jesus respond to any of this? 那如果是你呢，被人屈啊，被人冤枉啊，无辜被人控告，你会怎样？ Now if it's you and you're being falsely accused, you're having things that you never did, you're bringing them up against you and they're accusing you and you know you're innocent, what are you going to do? 我们自然反应，反抗，驳罪，不是啊，你拉错人，我没错啊。 You know, our natural response is to argue, to complain. No, I didn't do this. You got the wrong guy. That's not true. 我们维护自己。We go on the defensive. 是吧？这个很自然的。耶稣怎么做？耶稣不出声。 But what did Jesus do? He didn't say a word. 其实可能你都试过被人即系无辜咁样控告。我哋当然我哋唔系耶稣，耶稣要行十字架，佢知道要为我哋死，于是佢特登唔出声，系咪？You know, we've been falsely accused, but we're not Jesus. Jesus knew he was going to go to the cross, he was going to redeem the world from sin, and so he kept his mouth shut. 但其实我哋都应该学耶稣嘅，我哋应该系咁嘅情况唔好出声。But you know, we should do what Jesus did. When we're falsely accused, we should follow his example and keep quiet. 点解呢？因为我哋越出声越搞大嘅，越闯祸嘅。Because usually when we talk on our defensive, we just make it worse. Huh? And 有冇听过人哋讲唔使解释，解释系掩饰。Have you ever heard somebody say, you know, you don't need to explain, explaining is just covering it up. So 越解释越冚住嘅，越冚住就越唔系嘛。人哋话因为你解释你就你嘅维护自己，即证明你有错，心中有愧。And then you know you try and explain and get out of it, and they say, oh, just the fact that you're on the defensive means that you're guilty. 唔出声就仲好。So if we don't say a word, then it's even better, right? 我喺度谂，我哋应该学大卫，知唔知大卫点做 ？I think we should learn an example from King David. Do you know what David did? 大卫呢？他未做王之前呢被扫罗王追杀的，不停地被追。Before David became king, he was being chased all over Israel by King Saul. 他一路被追，一路被追，他没有做过错事，但是扫罗不喜欢他，想杀他嘛。David didn't do anything wrong, Saul just didn't like him, and he wanted to kill him. 因为他的百姓说，大卫杀万万，扫罗杀千千。Because the people said, David has conquered tens of thousands, but Saul has only conquered thousands. 於是掃羅就去妒忌他，又想殺。So Saul was jealous and wanted to kill him. 有一次機會，掃羅的兵一路追大衛，大衛的兵躲在個山洞，掃羅不知道入到個山洞方便。There's one time when the armies of Saul were chasing David, and David's men were hiding out in a cave, and Saul went into the cave to relieve himself. 掃羅睇唔到山洞入邊黑掹掹，有成大衛嗰班人喺度嘅。And Saul didn't see that David's men were in the cave with David. 大衛嘅將軍話：，喂，大衛，呢個係機會，殺佢咯！And David's men said, this is an opportunity, man. Kill that guy. 知唔知大卫点做？大卫话：我唔可以喐手，系掂神受膏者。David said, I cannot touch the Lord's anointed. 大卫就冇为自己维护，冇为自己伸冤，甚至佢话伸冤在神。And David could not take vengeance on himself, and he said, vengeance is of the Lord.我哋要学呢一点，人哋控告你，人哋无辜委屈你，系点点，你又祈祷交托俾耶稣。When you are falsely accused, when people try and you're innocent and you know and you're taking the rap, pray, lift it up to Jesus. 神会为你解决 ，God will take care of it for you. 虽然个好难受，系唔舒服。Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It's not nice. But God will handle it. 如果你学习怎样将这些事交托给神，你会看到神很多的恩典。And if we can learn how to just lift these things up to God, you'll experience a lot of grace of the Lord. 老细说你偷懒，被人革职的。Maybe the boss says, you know, you're being lazy and you're being demoted. 或者学校俾个大个，因为你冇做，隔篱班嘅人做。Maybe you're getting a demerit for something you didn't do, somebody else did it. 点做啊？好难受系咪？翻屋企，我翻嚟祈祷，爸爸唔好打我。佢做咗，神都系为佢帮助系咪？even Al Fun, he did something wrong and he prayed and God gave him grace and his father didn't beat him. 如果我们真的无辜，神不会看着我们吗？ If we're truly innocent, God's, God's going to take care of us, right? 我们学耶稣, 但耶稣是不出声, 他没有掩饰, 如果他出声, 反而呢, 是被控告的人觉得, 其实他控告有, 有理,
So Jesus didn't say a word, because if he did say something, maybe it would give some legitimacy to their illegal proceedings.
跟着呢, 大祭司, 他就做另一件错事, 他直接问耶稣一个不应该问的问题。
And then the high priest, he did something else that was wrong, that he shouldn't do, and he directly asked Jesus a question that he should not ask.
因为在犹太人的法律里面, 不可以直接问一个犯人一个问题, 如果他回答呢, 就会指控自己。
Because according to Jewish law at that time, you cannot ask a criminal a question that will incriminate himself if he answers it.
但大祭司问耶稣，他问佢一个嘅会整死耶稣嘅问题，佢直接问耶稣。
But the high priest asked Jesus a direct question that, when Jesus responded, would incriminate him.
佢问咩问题？佢就问佢：你是那当称颂者的儿子基督？
He said, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
Now, 那当称颂者就是用这个方法讲神嘛。
The Son of the Blessed is referring to God.
因为他当时觉得神的名太尊贵，不可以讲得，于是他说那称颂者。
Because the Lord's name was too holy to pronounce, so they say the Blessed.
于是他说你是不是神的儿子？
So, in other words, he said, "Are you the Son of God?
你是不是弥赛亚? 你是不是基督?
Are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ?"
哇,这个很直接,是不是? 这个是一个复杂的问题。
如果耶稣说不是, 那他会继续问, 那你怎么行神迹等等等? If Jesus said no, then they're going to keep asking, "Well, how do you work all these miracles?" 是不是?
如果他说是, 他立刻说, 钉死他, 他值得死。
And if Jesus said yes, then they're going to crucify him.
因为在犹太人的文化里面，宗教里面，任何一个人说自己是神呢，这个是亵渎神，是值得死的罪。
Because in the Jewish law, to the Jewish people, anybody who claims to be God needs to be killed. That's the death penalty.
于是耶稣怎么答都是不行。
So no matter how Jesus was to respond to this, he's in a catch 22.
耶稣怎么回答?
How did Jesus respond?
耶稣说,我是。
Jesus responded by saying, "I am."
有人说,耶稣只不过是一个这么多个宗教其中一个伟大的人而已。 他都没有说自己是神。
Some people complain, they say, "You know, Jesus is just another great guy, a religious leader. He never claimed to be God."
请你看清楚圣经原话。
I ask that you look at the Bible.
这里耶稣直接说,我是。
Jesus said here very plainly, "I am."
我是什么?
他回答大祭司的问题,在法庭里面回答。 He's responding to the question that the high priest asked him in a court of law.
他说,我是神的儿子,我是基督。
He's saying, "Yes, I am the Son of God, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ."
耶稣直接自己说,我是神的儿子。你知道在犹太人的观点,神和神的儿子是同一个吗?
You know that in the Jewish mind, the Son of God and God, it's the same?
因为犹太人只有一个神。
The Jewish people only believe in one God.
他们不信有两三个神。
They don't believe in two or three gods.
所以你说神和神的儿子是同一个人。
So God and God's Son is the same.
所以耶稣说,我是神的儿子, 即是我是神。
And so Jesus saying, "I am the Son of God," is the same as saying, "I am God."
哇,他直接说, 在法院里面,我是神。
如果我告诉你,我是神,你会怎样? Jesus said, He is God. Now, if I tell you today that I'm God, what are you going to think?
你个七星楼，快点找我，莫害到。
He's like, this guy's insane. Get out of this place, you know.
我没资格讲嘛。
I don't have the credentials.
但是耶稣是说我是很有意思，他没有很大胆是说出来。如果你说，或者耶稣是说错了，他是冲动的，冲口而出，他不是这样的意思。
Maybe you say, oh, maybe Jesus didn't mean to say he's God. You know, he's in the spur of the moment, it just came out.
咁佢可以快快脆脆，对唔住，我唔系咁嘅意思，佢解释翻啊嘛。
Then he could have explained what he really meant.
大祭司知道佢讲乜啊嘛，大祭司即刻撕开衣服，又话钉死佢。
And the high priest knew what he said. He tore his clothes and said, crucify him, kill him.
系咪？佢冇疑惑。
但耶稣都做了另一样嘢，佢唔想啲人误会，佢想啲人明白清楚佢嘅意思。 But Jesus went even further. He didn't want anybody to misunderstand or misinterpret what he's saying. He wanted to make it plain.
佢用咩方法讲到清清楚楚呢？睇耶稣跟住讲乜嘢。How
did Jesus make it plain? Look at what he kept saying. 佢跟住话，并且。 你要看见人子坐在那权能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。And
you said, and you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, sitting on the right hand of God.
是吗？耶稣这样讲，为什么是清楚呢？
What's Jesus trying to say?
你记得他是跟犹太人讲的嘛？
Remember, he's talking to the Jewish people.
佢讲紧一个好有意思嘅嘢，你睇但以理书第七章。Look
in Daniel chapter 7.
但以理书第七章。Daniel chapter 7 verse 9 to 10.
我哋先睇第九节至到第十节。耶稣要佢清清楚楚知道佢讲紧乜嘢。Jesus
wanted to make it perfectly clear what he was talking about.
第七章第九节同埋第十节，in
chapter 7 verse 9 and 10 it says，
我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛，宝座应火焰，麒麟应烈火。
从他面前有火像何发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。他坐着要审行审判，案卷都展开了。嗱，呢度讲紧呢个亘古常在者，即系神嘅宝座。
Here's talking about the Ancient of Days, the throne of God.
所以呢个形容紧神系咪？
So this is talking about God, right?
好奇妙，你睇呢个解释，你喺启示录讲到耶稣系差唔多嘅。
It's amazing when you look at what Revelation, how Revelation describes Jesus. It's almost the same.
而家跳到十三节，13-14，
but skip down to verse 13 and verse 14.
但以理书七章13节14节。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄，荣耀国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国 必不败坏。呢个系耶稣讲喺法庭里边。This
is what Jesus was talking about in the trial.
佢话人子驾着云而来，佢讲我系神，我系尼赛亚，我就要翻嚟审判呢个世界。Jesus
is saying, yes, I am God, I am the Son of God, I am the Messiah, and I'm going to come back and judge the world.
是不是没办法误解耶稣的意思，非常清楚耶稣什么意思。
It's impossible to not understand what Jesus is saying. He's making it very clear.
他觉得自己是神。
He's very clear. He thinks he's God.
是不是大家看得清楚，是不是如果你还不信，你可以看但以理书第三章三十五节。
If you still don't understand, you can look at Daniel chapter 3 verse 25.
但以理书第三章的时候有但以理有三个朋友他不肯拜、巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王的偶像。
In Daniel chapter 3, Daniel had three friends who were not willing to worship the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon built.
他因为不肯拜这个偶像尼布甲尼撒王抌他到火坑。
And because they were not willing to worship this idol, King Nebuchadnezzar,put them into the fiery furnace.
抌佢落火坑嗰啲士兵啊，都被火焚烧。
And the soldiers that put them in the furnace were burnt alive.
但奇怪呢，你睇廿五节。
But look at verse 25.
王说：看啊，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌好像神子。
So behold, I see four guys that they're not bound, walking and dancing in the fire, and the fourth is like the Son of Man.
这个是他三个没受伤在跳舞，从第四个，那第四个是谁？第四个是耶稣咯，神子。
And so Daniel's three friends,Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're in the fire dancing with Jesus, right?
So, 这个神子、人子都是讲神的儿子是基督，但以利书是一路讲尼赛亚的信息。
And so here we see, it says the Son of Man, the Son of God, in Daniel, it's also referring to the Messiah, and that's where the Jewish people got their concept of the Messiah coming from the book of Daniel.
犹太人是因为但以利书是一路盼望尼赛亚神的儿子神子人子是会来到。
And so the Jewish people were waiting for the Son of God, the Son of Man, to come, the Messiah.
所以他问你是不是耶稣说是。
And so they asked, are you? And Jesus said, yes, I am.
其实正常呢在这个时候呢应该怎样呢正常在这个时候应该看好耶稣你说你是神的我们跟着调查其实你合不合条件你似不似
What they should have done if this was a real trial they say okay you say you're the son of God what let's see do you really fit the criteria do you qualify
是不是但是他没做这点他就听到他就算钉死他杀了他
But they didn't. All they said is, okay, we heard you say you're the Messiah, let's kill him.
他没去调查不如我们调查耶稣有没有资格做神的儿子有没有资格做神
Why don't we do what they didn't do? Does Jesus qualify to be the Son of God? Does Jesus qualify to be God?
耶稣讲过我是这句说话很有意义很多弟兄姊妹都可能知道的
Jesus said, I am, and that is a very powerful meaning. And many of you have probably heard this before.
耶稣说我是，是犹太人呢就不会用这个名称的，不会这样称呼自己。
The Jewish people would never say that about themselves.
因为我是呢，就是个发音就太似神的名，太尊荣之名词。
Because when you say that, it sounds too much like God's name, and it sounds like a name that's reserved specially only for God.
你睇出埃及记第三章十四节。
Look in the book of Genesis, Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
第三章十四节到十五节。
Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14.
神喺山边。向摩西显现， God appeared to Moses on the side of the mountain. 叫摩西翻去埃及带以色列人出来。And he told Moses to go back to Israel, to bring the children of Israel out of Israel. 摩西就说，我告诉他们，谁叫我去？ And Moses said, who can I tell them that who sent me? 十四节，神是这样回答他。In verse 14 and 15, this is what God said. 神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们列祖神的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，也这也是我的纪念，直到万代。我是英文圣经我们叫 I am that I am， 英文圣经就是我就是我，中文圣经写着我是自由永有，即是我就是我，不用解释， 由开始到结束我一直都是我，我就是我，我是，是但是发到个音是希伯来话，即系问咧，维兰系唔系 Yahweh 啫？吓，发音出嚟系 Yahweh， 中文翻译系耶和华，所以我是发音就 Yahweh 耶和华。当耶稣时代之前，以色列人要翻译旧约圣经希伯来话嘅文字翻译到希列文，有70个文字翻译到希列文。我们叫称为 Septuagint， 他翻译这个我是用一个希列文来讲，那个希列文就叫 Ego a me， 所以这个我是自有永有在希列文的 Septuagint 圣经里面写 Ego a me， 耶和华也都可以说是叫 Ego a me，个意思我就是我永有自由。佢问你系咪神嘅儿子？你咪地错啊！耶稣话 ：Ego a me， 我是。佢应该就话系，但系佢话 ：Ego a me， 我是。I am。When they ask him， Are you the Son of God？ Are you the Christ？ Jesus said， Ego a me。He should have just said yes。But he said, I am. 其实耶稣很多时用这个字是讲自己，你知不知道？ Jesus on many different instances used this same term to refer to himself. 我讲给你听，可能你已经识几个。Let's look at them. Maybe you already know some of them. 耶稣很多时说 Ego a me, 讲自己。Jesus often said, Ego a me, I am.我是 in referring to himself. 他说我是活水， Ego a me 活水。 Jesus said I am living water. I'm right. 耶稣说我是世界的光，又是 Ego a me. He said I am the light of the world. 耶稣说我是生命的粮， I'm the bread of life. 我是好牧人，I'm the good shepherd. 我是门，即门口的门。I'm the door. 耶稣说我是复活。Jesus said, I'm the resurrection. 其实是个经文在马太福音，不是约翰福音第十章，十一章25节，和合本说，复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。In the Chinese Bible, it doesn't say I am the resurrection and life.Says the resurrection is in me. 但如果你睇新译本，新译本话耶稣说：我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了也要活着。系译得比较好啲，因为原文圣经话 ego me 复活。Because in the Greek, Jesus said, "Ego me resurrection." Of course, he didn't say resurrection. He said it in Greek.
耶稣都说, Ego me, 我是道路真理生命.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life.
是吗?
哇, 耶稣说很多次哦, Ego me, 哦.
Jesus kept on saying these things.
接着约翰福音第四章25节, 耶稣在井旁跟妇人一起聊天。
And in chapter 4 of the book of John, when he's talking to the woman at the well,
那个妇人就问耶稣, 25节,你知道,我知道你在阿要来, 他来了,必将一切的事告诉我们。 耶稣说, 这和你说话的就是我。
就是我在原文是, Ego me. In chapter 4, verse 25 of John, when he's sitting at the well talking with the lady, she says, I know that the Messiah will come. And Jesus said in verse 26, He who speaks with you is He. In the Greek, it's ego ami, 我是.
好有力啊,耶稣很清楚说明, 我就是弥赛亚!
Jesus is saying very clearly, I am the Messiah.
最后一个,
约翰福音第八章,也58节.
And the last one, Jesus made it very clear in Book of John, chapter 8, verse 58.
他跟犹太人辩论,讲跟亚伯拉罕,跟耶稣这样讲,
He was talking and debating with the Jewish leaders, and they were talking about Abraham, and then Jesus said this.
耶稣说,我实实在在的告诉你们, 还没有亚伯拉罕,就有了我。
新译本说,我实实在在告诉你们, 亚伯拉罕出生以前, 我已经存在了。
In the English, it says, before Abraham was, I am.
这个已经存在了, 或者和合本有了我, 希列文写什么, 你知不知道?
Do you know what it said in the Greek?
Ego ami.
耶稣就是清清楚楚说犹太人听, 亚伯拉罕之前, 我就是我。
哇, 他用这个字来称呼自己。
所以他没可以疑惑, 耶稣说, 我就是神, 我是神的儿子, 我是基督。
我是要回来审判你。
So Jesus is saying, I am God, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Christ, I'm going to come back and judge you.
他非常清楚, 我是耶和华。
He's saying, I am Jehovah.
犹太人只相信一个神, 不会相信两三个神。
The Jews only believed in the one God, not two or three gods.
所以神和神的儿子是同一的。
So God and the Son of God are the same.
弥赛亚就是神, 神就是弥赛亚。
So the Messiah is God, God is the Messiah.
耶稣说,我就是神。
So Jesus is saying, I am God.
大祭司撕开他衣服, 这个都是非法。
The high priest tore open his robes, and that is illegal.
因为教育圣经说明,大祭司的衣服不可以裂开的,不可以撕开的。
The Old Testament, it says in the law that the garments of the high priest cannot be torn. So he tore his garments. It was against the law.
The whole trial was illegal.
但是个问题呢,我们今天在这里被大家去完结我们思考。
虽然是非法,耶稣承认他是神,因为这样他钉死耶稣。
Although it's an illegal trial, Jesus confessed to being God, and because of that, they crucified him.
真正的问题就是, 究竟耶稣是神吗?
The real question is Jesus God?
是吗?
他称自己做神是很容易的, 但是不是啦。
It's easy to call yourself God, but is he really God?
有一个问题我们可以思考, 可能你都想过这个问题,
There's a question that we can all think about. Maybe you thought about this problem before. 如果耶稣不是, 他就是什么? If he is not God, then what is he? 只有两个可能。 一个就是讲大话, 第二个是痴线。 There are only two possibilities. One is he's telling a lie, the other is crazy. 是吧? 那耶稣是不是讲大话? Is Jesus telling a lie?
如果他讲大话呢, 我们要看他所做所讲的像不像一个讲大话的人。
If he's telling a lie, we have to look at what is he doing? Is it like somebody that's telling lies?
他那个骗局是很厉害的。他骗人以为他的盲眼就得医治了。
And his lies are amazing. He can even convince the blind to think that they can see again.
他可以是欺骗的人以为麻风病是好翻的。
And he can trick the leopards into thinking that they're clean.
他的骗局就很厉害。 他因为这个自己作骗这个骗局自己去死埋。
And he's even going to die on the cross because of a lie that he invented.
那通常讲大话的人是有原因，是吗？
Usually somebody that tells a lie has a reason for telling a lie.
他有着数吗？
They will get some benefit from it.
可能是有钱呢? 可能是地位呢?
Maybe it's money, maybe it's popularity.
耶稣为这个骗局是得到什么?
What did Jesus get for this lie?
他被人钉十字架, 他没收人钱, 他穷, 枕头地方都没有, 走位行, 被人追杀, 跟着钉十字架, 得不到什么?
What did Jesus get for his lie? He's being chased around, you know, he has no place to lay his head, he has no house, he has no money, he gets crucified on a cross.
如果最后关口你讲这么大话呢,你最后,喂,是讲大话,是讲笑而已,不是,没杀我啊。
A liar would, at the end of a lie like this, would come down and say, I'm sorry, this is just a big joke, you know, please don't kill me.
耶稣不是讲大话。
但如果是呢,怎么解释神迹,怎么解释耶稣复活, 还有怎么解释耶稣的门徒为这个骗局,又自己个个都去死。 But even if it was a lie, how do you explain the miracles? How do you explain the resurrection? And how do you explain all of the disciples dying for this lie?
是完全不合逻辑吗?
如果是一个骗局, 耶稣是世界历史当中最邪恶的一位。 And if it is a lie, Jesus is the most evil creature that ever lived on the planet Earth.
你觉得耶稣是不是最邪恶的一位?
In your minds, do you think Jesus is the most evil person that ever lived on the earth?
牧师,你怎么说啊? 怎么得啊?
He said, how can you say that, pastor?
如果耶稣是说大话, 他说我道路真理生命, 若不藉着我,没人能复活哪里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If not through me, you cannot get to heaven.
是不是? 耶稣说信我, 复活在我,生命也在我。
Jesus said, believe in me. I'm the resurrection and life.
如果他是说大话, 哇,这个欺骗非常之厉害哦。
If he's telling a lie, this is a terrible, destructive, evil man.
我想没人会觉得耶稣说大话, 否决那个可能性, 那就剩下他痴线咯。
I don't think any of you would believe that Jesus is telling a lie, so that means he's crazy.
耶稣是痴线。
Is Jesus crazy?
不可能痴线嘛。 我们看耶稣所说所做的, 一点都不像个痴线人, 精神错乱, 神经病。
Jesus, from everything that we look at Jesus, he does not look like a mentally ill person. He does not look like he's deranged or a lunatic.
痴线的人呢, 他会有幻觉是吗? 精神病者有幻觉是吗?
Mentally ill people have illusions and hallucinations.
你有没有见过? 有些精神病者可能说,我可以飞啊。
Some mentally ill people think, I can fly.
跟着他上个屋顶就跳下来,飞! Boom!
是吧? And then they climb up to the top of the building and say, I can fly, and they fall and die.
精神病者就会自己以为做神迹,但是他做不到,没能力。
And maybe a crazy person thinks he can do a miracle, but he can't because he has no power.
没人跟从痴线者,
Nobody's going to follow a crazy mentally ill person.
耶稣讲的说话似不似痴线佬？
The things that Jesus said, is it something like a crazy man would say?
他跟那些很高智慧一路辩论，他一路很正常，反而 是证明出他很清醒的。
He would debate with the intellectuals of his day, and he would always prove himself to be very sound and concise and a clear thinker.
他一点都不像一个的混乱的思想。
He never had the thoughts of somebody that was confused.
甚至他所讲的说话，到今时今日，心理学家、精神科医生都是用圣经好多耶稣的说话来帮人来辅导。
And many of the things that Jesus said, even today, psychologists and psychologists will use the teachings of Jesus in counseling.
但同样，如果耶稣痴线，他怎行神迹？
But if Jesus was crazy, how could he work miracles?
我说耶稣不是讲大话，耶稣不是痴线，还有什么可能性？
Jesus wasn't telling a lie, he wasn't crazy. What's the other explanation?
他很清楚说我是神、哦、
He said very clearly, I am God.
他是不是
Is he?
这个是你要决定，我相信他是。
This is for you to decide. I believe he is.
如果耶稣是神，如果耶稣是神的儿子，对我们基督徒是有一个很紧要的事要想想。
If Jesus is God, for those of us who believe in him, there's something we need to consider very seriously.
信耶稣不是单单接受耶稣的救恩，接受耶稣为我死。信耶稣是信服这位神的带领。
To become a Christian is not just to accept his grace and have my sins forgiven. Becoming a Christian is to submit to the authority of God. In my life,
我哋相信耶稣，我哋系同耶稣建立关系。佢系神，我哋同神建立关系。
Believing in God, believing in Jesus, is accepting Jesus into our heart and having a relationship with God.
神创造你有原因，要你敬拜神。
God created you for a purpose, and that is to worship Him.
所以如果神，耶稣系神。我们接受耶稣，我们是要用我们生命来敬拜耶稣。
So if God, if Jesus is God, we believe in Jesus, we need to worship Jesus with our life.
敬拜神就是信服神的意思，听神的话。
And worshiping God, worshiping Jesus is to obey him and follow him.
你知道呢，不信服神是叛逆，是做自己的意思，不做神的意思。
Do you know not submitting to God is called rebellion? That's living for yourself and not living for God.
当我们免费接受神的免费的恩典，
We receive God's free grace, it's freely given.
但我们接受这个免费的恩典，我们就同神建立这个关系，跟着我们同神按照神的意思行。
But after we receive this free grace, we become a Christian and we walk with Jesus.
我们不可以接受免费的恩典，跟着行自己路。我说神啊，借名我做自己喜欢做的事，多谢你的恩典。如果这样，你不是接受恩典。
You cannot receive God's free grace and then say, Lord, take a walk. I'm going my own way. If you do that, that's not receiving his grace.
所以我们基督徒要承认耶稣是神为我们死，他无辜为我们死十字架，是要赎我们的罪，因为神要我们跟他一起有关系。
So as Christians we must believe Jesus died on the cross for us. He is God dying in our place, and he was innocent, but he redeemed us from sin.
我们接受他的恩典，就跟着他一起行。
And we receive this grace and we walk with him in faith.
弟兄姊妹，你冇办法做任何嘢令到你配得到神嘅怜悯恩典。
You know, you can do nothing to make yourself worthy to deserve God's grace. 因为耶稣为你死，是耶稣为你做。Because Jesus did it for you. He died in your place. 但是当我们接受耶稣的恩典，我们要生命改变。But once we receive his forgiveness, our life needs to change. 是吗？
当我们一起祈祷，我们可以想到耶稣知道什么叫忧郁，不是，冤枉，被屈。
As we close in prayer, we can think, Jesus knows what it is to be falsely accused, to be innocent and take the rap.
可能你今天都有这些不开心的，或者你都是被人屈过，或者你都被人冤枉过。
Maybe today you're struggling because you're being falsely accused. Maybe you're innocent and taking the rap.
耶稣明白，耶稣知道，他可以宽恕赦免。
Jesus understands, he knows, he went through it, and he can forgive you. He can give you grace to follow through.
耶稣可以安慰，可以给你平安。
Jesus can give you peace, and he can give you comfort and carry you through it.
就让耶稣加入。
Just let Jesus come in.
主耶稣，我们多谢你。你是冤枉，受委屈，你无辜被定罪。因为你是神，你不是亵渎神，你就是讲事实，你是就是。但是因为你承认这个事实，他将你钉十字架。主，我们多谢你，你愿意为我们代替我们的罪。你是创造天地万物的真神，但你愿意入到我们的心里面，开这个路给我们可以得到免费的救恩，和你配合回有回关系，可以信服你，可以跟随你，可以成为你的儿女。主，我们多谢你，多谢你这个恩典，多谢你的慈爱。主，我在这个时候靠你，如果我们当中有些人又受这个委屈冤枉，主，要靠你来安慰他的心，靠你赐我们力量，靠圣灵你帮助我们去面对。虽然很难受，但是知道你都明白。靠主帮我们伸冤，帮我们解决，亦都耶稣靠你帮我们可以跟随你，顺服你。多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后三个。